Lesson 6, Coach Drill and Basic Differences Between Types and Styles of Dialects. I got here a drill passage. I'm going to read through it and you follow along in your manual. First, I'm going to read it one word at a time. With the basic African sound, of course, you got to remember that there are numerous tribes in Africa, and the tribal boundaries cross over the national boundaries. This is a basic pattern, and it is a little different in that it's more monotone than the island pattern. It does not have the upward inflections on so many of the diphthongs, and some of the pronunciations are not changing as much. Almost a word at a time. I am going or going to take, not going up, take, like you would in the islands, advantage of this final drill passage. Do not only point out how the stress, resonance, and pronunciation changes take place. Focus in those lips. Come on now. Do the things, all the things you did before. How the changes take place when moving toward an African accent. I also, not necessarily also, like the islands, African, also want to point out to you how you must, not necessarily must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. I'm going to bring it up to speed now. I am going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the stress, resonance, and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an African accent. I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. Now I'm going to pick it up more to speed in terms of the more Jamaican, Trinidad, West Indian sorts of patterns. And we'll again go word for word looking at these. Going a little further into the passage this time. I am going to take the inflections on those diphthongs advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the stress, resonance, and pronunciation changes upward on those diphthongs. Pronunciation changes take place, a lot of A's in that sentence, when moving toward the island dialect. I also want to point out to you how you must practice the speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. Now I'm really wanting to get up to speed on this now and make some points with it. Really talk, integrate these inflections and everything into the inner life of the character who's talking. Hey, I'm going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the stress, resonance, and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an island, a dialect. I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent, the thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. Now, as most of you are aware, there are some people in the islands who speak with a much quicker pace, with a much thicker accent. And in a lot of situations, they're going to have a lot of this sad rhythm is going to be put on the speech demand. And also, this basic type of speech sometimes is punctuated by the word man or the word brother or sister or something like that coming after the sentences, you know, man. I'm going to take advantage of this final drill passage, man, to not only point out how the stress and resonance and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an island accent, man. I also want to point out to you how you must practice the speech characteristics so that they become second nature. When that happens, man, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back, brother, to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who speaks with an accent, you know. The thoughts must flow. We must not be conscious that your character is thinking about the way that he or she is speaking. This is not always necessary. Depending on the kind of script, the kind of character you're playing, and of course, the instructions you're getting from your director, you got to be extremely careful in this sort of pattern that you can't be understood unless there's a good reason in the script why you should not be understood. I want to make my final comment about the Haitian or the French West Indies dialect. You're going to find that in many of the French islands, the sound of the people speaking English is going to be very similar to the way that it sounds in Jamaica, Trinidad, etc. The difference here is going to be a tendency to use the final syllable stress. So multisyllabic words are going to tend to take the French stress, and groups of words are going to tend to have more of a tendency to stress the final word or the final syllable of the phrase that you're saying. Also, sometimes that would tend to be a little bit more of a nasality spoken, of a slight tendency in addition to the lips coming forward to lower that velum of soft palate and to get a little bit of a nasal resonance, a slight assimilated nasality on this here. Again, many of the differences are going to depend more on the character and how well that character is speaking English here. But in Haiti, or Dominica, or some of the other French islands, the differences are not going to be all that drastic from the pattern that we've been learning throughout this basic tip. Let's finish up with one more drill passage, and why not go back to Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, which we are fooling around with earlier in the tip. The African son with Lincoln. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. The Basic Island. Fast 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. And going into the slightly more rhythmic version of the island dialect there. Fast 7 years ago, man, our fathers, they brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, man, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. Well, so much for it there. This is not an easy one to do. I would go back and go over the introductory lessons, the resonance focus. Remember that all of these pronunciation changes you're going to do later on must be integrated into this basic tone focus we were doing on the other side of the tip, or it's all going to sound like you changing pronunciation and not an organically generated dialect pattern. With all of those warnings and admonitions, I tell you now to practice hard and then go out and have at it with your West Indies or your Black African accents.